noches, señoras y señores. Hoy es domingo 7 de julio 2013. Es que escuches Playtime with Sandra con Sandra Londres. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Sunday, the 7th of July, 2013, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California, in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The two songs that you heard at the top of the hour were The Operation by Kuka and Break You by X Factor. The next song up for this evening is Copo de Veneno by Karina Bjor, and I'll be right back with you. Hello, party people.
Thank you.
That was Forever in This Moment, courtesy of Naked Girls Radio, via Rockstars Volume 4. I just want to give a quick congratulations to Marion Bartoli for winning the women's singles and Andy Murray for winning the men's singles at the Wimbledon Championships this year. Andy Murray became the first British man in 77 years to win the men's singles title at the Wimbledon Championships, and the first Scotsman to do so in 117 years. So, great, big accomplishment. So, bravo, bravo, bravo. Congratulations. I will be right back with you momentarily, but the song you just heard, Forever in This Moment, will now be followed with Galactic by New Nobility.
Fishnet stocking, just sexy.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Do you?
Absolutely. I think.
And what do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
What brand?
Oh, Marlboro.
Ding, 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 ding. That's so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, we're two peas in a pod, because so do I.
We should smoke together forever.
Very forward of you, mister. You called me in. What did you want to see me about, other than this forever business?
Well, I love the dress. I think it's very pretty. But I see those stockings that you're wearing, and I just kind of wonder how high up they go.
Oh, to the heavens. To the Valley of Eden.
Wow. I've never been there. They tell me it's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe you can show me what the heavens look like.
Maybe. Maybe.
Please?
Please? I gotta, you don't sound convincing enough.
Okay.
I need to hear it. real.
Okay.
I'm begging and pleading, mister.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Again?
Ouch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it goes.
Let me know.
Please. Please take off the dress. I'm begging you.
No bueno. Not good at all.
Take off the goddamn dress.
Try harder.
Okay. Do it for the people. For the people that are watching.
Well, first, for them to see it, you got to be convincing enough. You got to make me want to do it. I'm not convinced right now. I'm waiting.
If I had $1 million, I'd go put it in the bank, come back and tell you, hey, I got $1 million in the bank. Now, can I see your stockings?
What's that got to do with me? Are
you nothing.
In my
just,
bank account?
I'm just happy because I have
how much of that is going in my bank account?
I'll give you half.
And you'll sign to that?
Mm-hmm. But first.
You're on. No more. Let's start. Oh.
That was quite the flight. Cabin room, definitely. I thought you were going to get me in first class, buddy. What happened? Okay, well, I guess it's me and you. I have all my things. I'm not missing anything. What? Us? Oh. No, I can't even. Oh my. Hello, sir.
Well, hello, young lady. Where did you come from?
Oh. Just a long, long flight. I'm a little tired, but I'm here. I made it.
First class.
First class, indeed. For most of the flight, I ended up getting booted out, staying a bit naughty. But I guess we can go forward with our negotiation.
Okay. Did you bring the stockings? I see you're wearing them, actually.
Yes, sir.
That's more than that bargain for.
Really? Oh, well, they go on forever. And ever. And ever.
They look very nice.
So, where are we heading?
To heaven.
Oh, I'm taking you there. Is that it?
I'm counting on it.
Count me in. All I need is the briefcase.
Okay. Half a million like we talked about.
Awesome. Well, let's get started, shall we? You ready? I am.
Ready.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Hello, hello. Playtime with Sandra Radio.
Oh, it's Jessica. How's it going?
Jess, hello there. Hi.
Happy 4th of July week. What are you up to?
Yes, happy 4th of July week to you as well. Hey, there's no time like the present to give you a great, huge thank you. Everybody out there tuning in, she supplied me with gifts galore just a few short weeks ago, and I got like these hot red 5 or 6 inch stiletto sexy closed-toe heels, a necklace with a heart and like rhinestones on it, some earrings, some heart-shaped earrings, a bunch of cool CDs, some magazines from Rock Scars, and a sexy hat that says Hot Bitch. That is awesome. So, yes. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, belated, you know, Christmas, happy birthday, all that stuff. I've been, like, so off this year. So no better way to put it all into one big package and, you know, add a little couple extras in there. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is hot. So what's going on? Are you hanging out in the virtual universe at the moment?
I am. That's why I called, because I'm like, I'm going to call Sandra and tell her she needs to get in there with us, because I can be recording you too and like promoting all your business and all that stuff, you know?
I know. So, yes. Well, everyone out there listening in, I did actually free download, like the universe instructions and all this, onto the Mac, and I got it somewhat going, but there's still, like, I think that thing you're talking about with
line deficiency.
Yes, there we go. So I have to figure out why it's telling me that as well. But
well,
it's
with the Mac. Like, you can work around and make it work with Mac. I haven't figured it out still because it tells me I have a wine deficiency. To me, I'm so frustrated, I just want to go to the liquor store and have a few drinks. So I kind of give up on it and go to my PC and just use that because it works really smooth. It gives you different ways to fix this wine deficiency, but I don't know what they're talking about. And I mean, I've been into computers and technology stuff a long time, and I'm still like, what do you want me to do? So
well, I know
I really
heard there's some sort of like elusive program because I cannot remember the name right now, but it's supposed to like make any Mac just like a PC. Yeah, but it's supposed to be like, okay, now you can use your Mac as if it were a PC. But I still have my trusty handy dandy Samsung, so maybe I'll just go back to trying to use
that one
for the world. Yeah.
If you have been doing a Mac, even if you have a slower PC, go to the PC, and I guarantee you it will just fly compared to your Mac. Because, yeah, I haven't figured out. I'm a big fan of Macs, and that's a big, like, pain for me because I really would love to do the virtual world on my Mac because I do everything on my Mac. But I don't know. I don't know how to fix that wine deficiency thing. And maybe we should, you know, we were talking about seeing if we could interview the guy who made Otherverse.
Yes.
Maybe
we need to do that. Yes, we should.
That'd be cool.
I actually, let me see. You know what? I'm going to really random. It probably won't, like, happen, but who knows? Like, I'm going to look right now because I do have him on my Skype. I'm just going to see if he's, like, around, like, at all. Like, dude, can I call you real quick? I'll see.
But, yeah, I would love to be, because, I mean, I know they have, like, a separate set of software for Mac. I just don't know how to make it run smoothly. And when I first joined, I got a brand new PC, but the place I'm getting it through, like, I make payments, so it's not mine until I pay everything. Well, I was having some connection problems, and so were the other people downloading the Naked Girls Radio 3D virtual software. And I got a hold of them, and they were able to, like, do a whole trace on my system. And they're like, well, your video card's, like, over a year old, and, like, oh, like, this is
what
you're... And I'm like,
you're telling me too much about this. How do you know all this? Yeah.
Right. But at least they can tell you. So, I mean, they're really good on, like, knowing. Doesn't mean they'll know what they're talking about. But at least it's a start. And they seem to actually really, really know what they're talking about the few times I have dealt with them. So,
Well, I think my darling.
Oh my gosh, I'm
just
more, like, I'm getting more and more. Sorry, I don't know.
My darling Russian, he is just as, like, pissed off. I don't know if you heard him yapping in the background, but he's yelling out the window right now. I'm glad that you're upset, but you need to be quiet right now. Thank you. Okay. Yes, he's, what a doll. Okay, yes. All right, well,
yeah.
I sent him a message. I sent Zach a message, but I don't see him online at the moment. But I did leave it for him, so maybe... And Zach is the owner of, or one of the upper people, management people of Otherverse. Excuse me for anybody tuning in. But,
it's so cool, too. You know what? I've been on there for, like, okay, I've been looking into their software for probably 2 or 3 years because I was involved in, like, building social networking websites. And, like, also several different webcam websites or, like, adult-affiliated websites. Back then, I actually was doing a lot of work for Rude.com, and Rude.com has their own virtual world there, and they were one of their big partners. They still are. And it seemed like at the time that they were one of their, you know, big, like, kind of startup partners. But I never really got into it then, but I was also...
How long have they been around, actually, Rude? Because I know I had a profile on there.
I mean, I'm trying to think when I was on Rude. I was probably on Rude, like, five, six years ago.
Oh.
And they were kind of like, that's when I found out about them originally. And, you know, like Rue's got their whole world going with them and everything, and they're still fully integrated into there. But I was working with this other webcam company, and I kept telling the guy, and I mean, I had a lot of say in, like, the company's development of their website and new features they came up with. I got them into Voyeur Cams because Rude was doing Voyeur Cams, and they started building Voyeur Cam feeds. What's it called? When they did the virtual world, I was talking to the same company that I was working with and saying, you know, this virtual stuff is really cool. And he's like, well, find out who does it and blah, 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 and we'll see what we can find out. Back then, there was a couple, the same ones that are there now, the 3D virtual worlds that are available now are pretty much the same. Like, there's no newcomers. I mean, really, as far as this genre, at least.
Well, I mean, I know they have, like, what, Second Life? Which allows, it's more mainstream, yet it still allows, like, adult content.
Right.
Or
I don't remember if I heard about them or other words first. I know that Playboy went with the Second Life, and I've downloaded both. I found the explanation of how you can make money on Otherverse and, like, how it's set up was more user-friendly, like, if you don't know what you're doing. It seemed like Second Life really just, like, threw you off into this world of, like, all this, like, weird math equations all of a sudden, and you're kind of like, what? How do I build a house with this? And it's like kind of on Otherverse, but the way they play it out makes sense.
I'm going to be unable to get it if it's math, like, all those numbers flashing everywhere.
Yeah, no. Otherverse has, like, the quadrants. They're all, like, X, Y, Z, but it makes sense. Like, they have it laid out, so you know what it's talking about. If you've ever worked with a graphing calculator, I mean, you know what it's talking about, or a graph for that matter.
Allergic.
It's not that hard.
Allergic.
It really isn't. It just, you know, you push the button a couple times this way and see which way your thing goes. It's floating through the air. That's all you do. You know, you don't have
to be
very mathematically oriented.
But if I just see which way it goes, see, and it comes out, like, arbitrary, and I don't know, like, what if it messes up and I don't even know it's messing up because I don't know math?
No,
so,
you'll know. It's a visual
thing,
too. It's visual, too. Like, if you do it wrong, you're going to, like, your person's going to look really stupid, and then you'll know.
That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, oh, my God. I've input everything, and then suddenly I'm, like, some sort of ancient macaw with, like...
I've been working on the virtual world, the Naked Girls Radio virtual world, for about a year now, maybe a little longer. And I'm a web design kind of person. I'm a graphic design kind of person. And I'm starting to grasp it more and more, like, after a year's worth of time. You really got to give it some time, and eventually it just, like, grabs hold of you, and it's just, like, it becomes a part of every day and everything you do. And it's so really cool, like... I've been really into web design forever and ever and ever, but this is seriously, like,
I know,
the next
Jess,
big thing.
But that's just so exciting. You're like a techie genius, and it works well for you. But if it takes you as a techie genius 1 year, what do you think is going to take me? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
I don't think you're that far behind. I mean, you've got your whole, you know, your blog thing and having all your different sites and, like, all that. You know all the basic stuff. You know what there is.
I prefer any platform that's, like, the whole what you see is what you get kind of thing. Like, you want it to look like this?
Right.
Okay. Then if you look over here every now and again, you'll see that these kind of little, you know, parentheses or, like, brackets tend to do that to make it look like that, and I just learned, like, osmosis style, like, okay, I see it. Okay, well, that's not going to look right because it's missing the comma or whatever, but, like,
right.
I have to kind of, you know, see it repetitively over and over while I'm doing it to, like, just know that that's going to come out right.
Like once you get a hang of it, it's really not that difficult. It becomes repetitive. It becomes second nature. And I mean, because everything's kind of like, you find props is what they call them, like all your different items in your place, and then you can program them based on, you know, what they are and what you want them to do and stuff, or like what the function is supposed to be. And at first, it does seem like really like a lot, and then like, but then you kind of like get a rhythm with it, and I think you just really, you know, it all kind of makes more sense after you've done it a little while.
Well, okay, but you know what? Like, how long ago was this? Maybe about a year or two ago, and then just recently, like within the past month, I saw it again, where there was like an actual like. Actual quote-unquote real-life lawsuit based on like virtual property on, I believe it was Second Life, and like,
okay.
I don't know, all of a sudden some property became like available at a good rate in the, you know, virtual currency, so the guy bought it, but then like management took it from him, saying, well, it was an accident, there was a bug that made that be that price at the time. So you can't have it, so we're taking it. And so he went to court over it, and, you know, the guest or the user member won, saying, you have no right to take back my property. I bought it. If you didn't list it at the right price, that's too darn bad. But I have actual virtual rights in my virtual property, so you put it right back where I found it.
Wow.
Kind of thing, right? So so for me, I'm like, I think too much sometimes, because I'm like, okay, so what if I create this thing or that slowly, painfully, whatever, and all this stuff, but yet I miss something, like I put something in incorrectly, or I miss a comma, and then suddenly I lose all my good time efforts, hard, like, learned work, you know, just for them to be like, oh, whoop, that was an error, and you're the one that got the error, not us. So,
right.
Like,
well, you
all
know,
that time
that
in front of your computer is for naught. And I'm like, oh, heck no. Like, that would just frustrate me. So I think that's like a block. Like, it
right.
somewhat
but, however,
impedes
now
my
think
interest.
Of it this way. Think of it this way. Okay. I have been web designing. I'm self-taught web design, but then I also, like, as far as social networking, I had somebody teach me a lot of tricks and a lot of, like, things to know that I wouldn't have known, but I taught myself most of my web design. Anyways, what you learn along the way is you're going to fit in some places and you're not going to fit in other places, and you're going to get your accounts canceled, just like happened with you on YouTube. You're going to get your other verse, you know, suspended during your show and really stupid stuff. But, like, it doesn't matter how many places you get kicked off of. It matters how many places you tried.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
No, really, though.
That
like,
just
I've
sounds
been
like a really bad...
Justin TV does not like Naked Girls Radio, okay? Like, if you get Justin TV, maybe you can do a broadcast. But Justin TV does not love us. They do not heart us in any way. YouTube is not my best friend either. Like, I don't go on there because every fucking time I go on there, sorry, I'm like swearing now. Every time I go on YouTube, they're like, you violated this. And I'm like, no, I didn't, you jerks. Like, there was something. Now,
well,
I don't know if it was somebody from my...
That's what I mean, too. With certain,
certain
things, it could just be simply like, well, every, okay, that's probably the best word to describe the majority of my frustrations in a way, I guess, would be like, arbitrary in a way of like you could just have a random collection of like pro Puritanism people like decide that they don't like you, and that group could be comprised of 3 people or 5 people or 500, but they count that all as like just as worthy of merit based off of like the most specious like parameters, where I can still go on like YouTube and see all kinds of naked or topless, whatever artistic quote unquote like films or clips or just all kinds of just raunch. But hey, like it's society, right?
Now,
that's what
happens. Right? I know, and I've seen really, really out of control stuff get by. And you know what? I don't know. I think it's really biased as far as that goes, but you know that from all the clubs and stuff. You know, that's just kind of how things go. So, you know, whatever on that, but I just I know,
well,
that's
yeah.
Really though.
Like, you know, like, I don't know, it's certain things are, like, the rule of the crowd, but it doesn't matter if the crowd is a party of two or three or
right,
something,
right.
Or just, like, one person repeatedly flagging, or, you know, like, it's just, like, allowing yourself to be harassed on certain platforms.
Right. Well,
like,
now, see, I've had lots of different,
okay,
like,
okay.
weird instances where, like, I don't know, like, YouTube is really awkward and, like, really hateful. And I've seen other girls that I've known that were on there, and they put, like, some insane, like, ridiculous video of them. And they're, like, you know, very scantily clad, singing along to, like, a country song, dressed like a country girl, but everything hanging out kind of thing. And, like, people are, like, talking all this smack, but this girl is gorgeous, and who cares? Like, she's getting her business to her webcam site. She did a good
yeah.
job marketing. You know, a lot of people hating on her, but that doesn't seem to matter. But, like, I don't like, I mean, sometimes it rolls off me real good, but, like, sometimes people say some things, and it's just, like, the wrong time for you to read it, and you just want to rip that off. You know, so I don't know. YouTube is not my favorite, but not only that, like, I've got, like, a copyright strike against me from Mike Mikolak Band, which I don't know if that comes. I don't know how they do that. I don't know if it's YouTube or the BMI or if it was somebody from Mike Mikolak Band, because Mike Mikolak himself talks to me, like, all the time, and I really don't think it was him. But I was, like, really, like, what? Are you serious? Like, they're one of my bands I've had longest. And, you know, like, stupid crap like that, where they're, like, now all of a sudden they want, I've been on there for years,
think.
And now
that's
they want
the documentation.
That's what
you would think would happen, is that they would send, if anything, they would send you, at least initially, directly to you or your email or something, like a takedown notice, like, you know, we are now protecting the rights of these songs or these images or the name, and so can you just take it down, like, and directly from whoever's managing him. But I mean, if they would just do that instead of, you know, I believe that's what they're supposed to do.
That's kind of an interesting double standard that I run into also. I get really mad with websites when they didn't give me a warning first and they just, like, go block me or ban me. But, like, I think people have a misconception about websites. They think that everybody's owned by, like, this huge corporation and they have this structured set of rules and everything and, you know, a hierarchy of, like, who does what. Because I've gotten really mad, like, God, they could have just told me what I did wrong so I could fix it. I'm not trying to be a jerk, you know.
Right.
And so I get really offended when people, like, I go do all this hard work. I spend all these hours of work, and rather than people say, hey, can you change this? Or, hey, you know, this isn't going to work out for us, but can you blah, blah, blah? They'd rather ban you off their site. And that's so bad for business. I can't believe when people do that. It really is, you know, it's offensive. It's really, like, upsetting.
Well, yeah. Well, it kind of
so
is.
I wish people
you think
do
that they
however,
would have, like, well, you'd think, you wish they would have some kind of, like, something that they could put in place that could even know, like, oh, these are all protected or these are all, like, unusable.
Right.
And while you're uploading it goes, nope. But unless, if you have a secret access code that allows you to play this material, but this is in general, it's flagged, like, okay, and then most people have to do something else. And
they would at least
learn in that sense. So you would think there should be something in the code in general, for all uploads, that,
you
like,
think
isn't there,
so.
Like, DRM,
I mean,
DRM encoding or some such type stuff that's, like, yeah, you can't, you know, it just won't play or it just won't whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that
well,
kind of
I mean,
solves it. Like,
now,
I
was going to say, though, it's difficult for website owners because technology doesn't just upgrade itself. You have to constantly go learn to do these things by yourself, all these new technologies. So, I mean, like, all the websites are not created equal. They're not at the same pace. If you haven't gone on and learned web design in the last year, you're not going to know how to do stuff like that. But, I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
Well, see, that's a whole other thing, too, because it's, like, all the technology that's being developed now kind of is unprecedented in a way of, like, okay, anybody that goes, all right, I'm going to go to school and I'm going to study German or Italian or, like, physics or, like, I don't know, not computer science, but kind of at the basic level anyways. Like, you can look at books from 19-whatever through now, and other than, like, new slang or new words entering the language, you don't have to constantly sort of relearn the basics, where there's new basics being brought, like, every day with, like, technological innovation, which is awesome and it's cool, but it's, like, there comes a point where how is it feasible to keep track of, okay, these are, like, the basics, and then here's the intermediate level, and then once you get to create your own, it's basically dependent on the brains at work of creating higher and better technology, and that might, you know, that's an endless relearning or new learning. So, I don't, it just seems like constantly playing catch up in a way where I feel like I know some things just from typing and reading and all this stuff in the computer since I was like 9, and there's a lot just, you know, they're just going to randomly pick up learning how to do. But there's, I'm like, hey, I have, like, time aplenty at times to learn a lot, and yet, you know, there's still so many exploits, so many bugs, so many things that can just, like, whatever you learned, and look how pretty I just made it, bloop, it's gone. From, like, one hack or one random bug or one...
When you do web design stuff, you've gotta be ready to roll with it, because there is always a bug, there's always a glitch, something changes in somebody's code and everything goes to hell. It's always like that, and you have to constantly be innovating and learning new things, because technology constantly changes.
Superhero. I just would rather have you be my superhero. I'll just give you all. You do it.
And that's why I'm so intrigued by the virtual world, because I've been, oh my gosh, I don't even want to say how many years I've been teaching myself web design. It's ridiculous. But I taught myself. I've never gone to school for it. I've just taught myself, and then, you know, met other people that were really into it that gave me a lot of information that was very good. But, I mean, I don't... I don't know. I just... Like, the 3D virtual world intrigues me, because I was always really, really, really into web design. I sucked at graphic design. I had a mental block with that. Like, a lot of computer technologies, I just didn't want anything to do with. I was really a big art student. I would draw. I would paint. I could do 3D art. I could do all kinds of stuff. But when it came to, like, graphic design, I was stuck. And it really took me a long time. I learned Photoshop by myself. Like, I taught myself first, you know, before that, in regular art. Nobody taught me to oil paint. I taught myself to oil paint. Later down the road.
Will you paint me?
Oil paint is weird. Yeah.
Can you paint me?
Totally.
Oh, my God.
That would be awesome.
stay tuned, everyone.
All right. I could totally do that. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. I had to do, my friend got a hold of me a couple years ago. I have pictures maybe on the site. I have other pictures elsewhere. But, like, this girl gave me a picture that was, like, 3 inches wide by, like, maybe 5 inches tall. And it was her brother with his bride on their wedding day. And it was, like, a month before Christmas. And she's like, can you do a painting of this for me? I'll pay you. And I'm going, an oil painting in 30 days or less? Are you kidding me? Are you freaking kidding me? Like, that should take 6 months. I pulled it off in a month. It was still wet when I gave it to her. I'm like, don't you, I have this special package that don't you touch
don't
it
touch
for 6 months. Like, don't you, but I pulled it off. I do not know how I did it, but I pulled it off. And it was crazy. Right. I mean, like, yeah, I'll have to post pictures again of it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I love art. But, you know, like, with the graphic design was really a struggle for me, because I just didn't see it the same way. now with Photoshop, I'm so experienced with it. It's like the other mediums. You just use it in a different tool, I guess. It's really like painting and stuff. So, that's pretty cool. I learned a lot. And that the virtual world, oh, my gosh, like web design to a whole other dimension, literally, because it takes you into a way of thinking that you've never experienced possible on the Internet before. And you can interact in so many ways. It's so cool. It is super cool. You've got to do it.
I can already see it in my head.
yeah. And I'm trying to, build my streets and, give, properties to people and stuff like that. But, oh, my gosh, I found, all these really, 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 really cool properties that were even cooler than the awesome properties I saw before. And I'm, so getting addicted to the whole thing.
Well,
it's so fun.
Well, speaking of properties, I think what I like most about Otherverse is how they have, basically, if you wanted to showcase a real, actual, quote-unquote, property and show it, a showing, come and look at this property, la, 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 that you can do that with, clients from anywhere in the whole world of, oh, look at this beautiful beachfront, Malibu, blah, 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 and they can just kind of click through, and each room is, an architect's design, draft, whatever, but
right.
When they click on each plan, then they actually see the actual quote-unquote room and all this stuff, and I think that that's really neat. I know that when Zach held the conference out in Prague, that he was talking about realtors using it as well as investors or things like that, where they would go through this whole stocks thing. Different clothing stores would use it where they would show their virtual store and people could see if they wanted to purchase something by looking at, click on that item and they could see someone try it on that's of their physique or whatever for different things, if it's clothing. Live concerts being broadcast from there.
Right.
You can't make it to the big old, shebang-a-bang on the other side of the country or in another country. You can still tune in and have your virtual refreshments or snacks or whatever while you're chilling
mm-hmm.
watching the concert. So I think in that way it's really cool, especially if you think of attaching your or connecting your computer to your TV and you have a widescreen or something, or you have a projector, and it's definitely a sort of faux teletransporting, but in the best way humanly possible at the moment. So I think that's pretty neat, stuff like that. And then there's a small aside, there's a different site, I don't know if it's Video Secrets or a different one, where they're actually doing pay-per-view camming through hotels a guy or a couple or a woman, if they're in a hotel room and they want to see a live cam girl, they can do it through their TV in the hotel. Just kind of neat.
Interesting.
Yeah. So just the different ways that one or more people can communicate with others or their identities kind of thing.
Technology is awesome, isn't it?
It's very, very, brave, yes.
That's cool. Yeah, one of my favorite things lately has been, trying on different outfits and different, hairstyles. And you can even buy, different skins and stuff and make yourself look, really,
does that mean,
really
like,
real
you've tried
on
to,
there.
Does that mean you've, tested out being, a black girl?
Oh, what? Wait, what?
You said... sorry, you said different skins. You're like, I want some pigment. I want it.
Oh, yeah, you can change, like, oh my gosh, you can change the color of your skin and the size of your boobs and your butt and, like, everything. You can buy new vaginas, like.
I know.
You
that's,
can get
that's
everything.
Like, but I'm asking you, not virtual, well, yeah, virtually, shit. You.
Yeah, okay, re-ask me. Oh, yeah. What are you asking?
Have you given a gander at being a black girl for a day?
Oh, at being a black. Oh my God! Well, I have to ask for it. I know that. God. I don't know what it is. Like, I've had weird comments in the clubs before, and like, I don't know. Like, okay, well, first before even I worked in clubs and stuff, I had this one guy that I dated. And he told me, he's like, my friend's like, you got a black girl booty. And I'm like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? So anyway.
Wait, did that follow you into your virtual world? Like, it just, like, sees you? And it's like, yeah, we're making your
know,
avatar. We're in
okay,
it. We
so
have
there's,
to,
well,
we need more code for the padding back there. You got a nice ass. Well, like,
that
was so cute. Oh, my God.
Now. So there was that, let's see, I've had, like, that incident, and then I had, like, I don't know, somebody, some other, like, some black guy asked me if I was part black, too, because of my ass, and I don't know, okay, I don't know, like, white guys stare at your boobs, I swear to God, black guys will talk to my ass. I think it's
what?
So weird.
You're like, can you turn sideways a little bit? I can't see you.
I was at this club once. And this guy's talking to me, trying to, like, pick me up and take me out. And he's, like, leaning behind me, like, trying to talk to my ass. And I'm like, seriously?
Wow. Well, maybe he thought you were, like, I don't know, like, you had a vanishing twin up in there.
Right. So, I don't know. And then there's
that
this
is
guy
so
that
cute.
I dated. There's this other guy that I dated, a white guy that was, like, really tall and, like, I don't know. I wound up hooking up with him the first night I met him, which is not, like, usual for relationships. But, like,
says
I don't
who?
Know. He used
says
to tell
who?
Me later, like, he used to call me Bob because he would call me Big Old Booty. And I was like, dude. So,
let's hope that's why he called you Bob. I'd be afraid for any other reasons.
Oh my gosh. But yeah,
I'm
so I don't know. I've had many people. He did after me too. I was friends with him and he told me like about this gorgeous tall black girl that he dated and like how much he was into her and stuff. And like I was like, hey, what about me? But no. Like really though. Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm built that way. I don't know what's up with that, but
that's
how it works out.
Oh,
not a bad thing. I'm just, you know, something.
No, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, no, a lot of white girls though are like built like little boys or something. I don't know. And
what?
So yeah, I don't know.
One thing that's kind of cute was a girlfriend of mine in France, and I was in France, like, we were friends for, like, years, and I moved back to the States, and then she moved to the States for a while, and she was like, oh, my God, Sandra. I'm like, what? She's all, did she get your lips done? And I'm like, what? She's like, did you get your lips done? They look, like, fuller. And I'm like, no, I just, like...
Funny.
Like, I just don't remember them being that full. I'm like, no, sweetheart.
Oh my gosh,
this
hilarious.
Is no, sorry to disappoint, but no surgery, no needle went into my lips to create this. I just woke up like this.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. No, I used to have this girl that like her ass was too flat and like she had no lips, and she used to talk about how like big and full my lips were and what a great ass I had. I'm like, okay. So that was
yeah. Well, don't have
any
sleepovers with her. Don't have any sleepovers
yeah.
with her.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm going. I have some guests here in the studio. I'm gonna have to get off the phone. I do not want to, but oh my gosh, maybe I'll call you back next week. This was too fun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that lovely.
I'm coming. Okay, I gotta go. Thanks for chatting.
Yes.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty. That was Jess of Naked Girls Radio joining in. I hope you loved our little dalliance we had there. I will play a song, and I'll be right back with you. Call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And if you have any comments, questions, or answers for some of the questions we had about, like, virtuality, virtual universe, tech, virtual, like, I don't know, lips and butts and parts and what have you. Yeah, feel free to call in 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here is Rhinestone Eyes by the Gorillaz.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep with future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky.
Brunson, qui c'est mon assistant, qui veut savoir pour la soirée quels sont les plans. Le pas de soirée haute couture, un truc dément, signé Tony Gomez à l'ancienne. La fille dit du bas de vie, IB, prépare le champagne, chocolat en montagne, j'école d'ici. Saute dans un full suit top class, tout est en bonne place pour mes people, j'tape la grande classe. Pose pour les flashs à l'entrée, signe quelques papiers, pose un cas dans le creux d'un décolleté. Alors on peut commencer, demoiselle, voulez-vous m'accompagner? Viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est le corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem, mais leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au VIP. Dans le VIP, tout se passe comme je veux et c'est parfait. Tout le monde dans la place est en feu et c'est carré. Pop the Chris and let's pop it again. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, et si les anges de jour deviennent diables la nuit, c'est que les histoires de jour sont normales aujourd'hui. Lady dance, bouge dans tous les sens, à l'affût des regards, Lady s'en fout de ce que les gens pensent. On est là pour ça, pour les autres c'est un show live. Entre toi et moi, personne d'autre n'a la même drive. Jack, XO et un bon petit cubain, c'est la good life. Et on verra demain. Viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem, mais leur corps qui brille. VIP, si les femmes sont belles, qu'elles dansent à l'ancienne, c'est plus belle et bien au VIP. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, lève mon verre à ma santé à la tienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, vas-y lève ton verre si tu le fais à l'ancienne. Et puisque le son est bon et que les femmes sont belles, viens me rejoindre au VIP, où les femmes sont belles en sous-vêtements, tel est leur corps qui brille. VIP, que les femmes sont belles quand elles dansent en tandem.
not that hard.
If you want it, I'll give them power. Just be gentle and delicate like a flower.
Sandra London on Naked Girls Radio, and you're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is called The Nymph. It's about my alter ego, Sandrine, an insatiable nymph who captures the hearts and hard-ons of men. Hello, everyone. You're watching Sandra London TV. Tonight, I'm going to read for you my story, which was recently published on EveryNightErotica.com. It's called The Nymph. You're watching Sandra London TV. Okay, here's a brief synopsis. It's an introduction to my alter ego, Sandrine, who is my inner succubus, an insatiable nymph who lavishes in her fixation with sex, stealing the hearts of men, and hiding behind her innocent-looking angel face and textbook smart. Now here's the story. I am undoubtedly shameless and something of a cunt, at least when it comes to sex and men. I've always known that it is in both my best interests and my worst to use the power inherent from birth to wile and beguile and get my way. The strongest power in mankind is that of the woman. For what other reason would woman be here on earth, physically weaker, smaller, with more delicate sensibilities, other than to balance out the alpha male prototype of strength, size, and a harder sense of reality? But what happens when the mindset of this masculine energy is encompassed and well hidden in a delightful female form? What do men want? Everyone already knows. Girl, sex, tits, pussy, ass, a warm, friendly smile, even the possibility of a promise, or glimmer of hope that a woman will look their way and want to be near enough to allow him to smell her essence, her sweat, her perfume, her saliva, her hair, her heat. Well, I want to give it to them. I've been lucky enough to achieve so much, shocking to many. I am young and look even younger. I am youthful, I am smart, I am pretty, but every morning that I awaken, I am not satisfied. I want more. I want men. I want power. It is a hunger with no known cure. I am doomed, and I love it. I play in this life, in this world. I win. I don't lose. I wait. I lie in wait. I lay in wait. This sort of hunger drives me, compels me, beckons me forward into the break sorry, bright rays of sunshine peeking through in the dawning of the day. It peaks as the day rolls into night. My wings spread in the dark. My legs spread in the face of men, in the sight of a man in a state of lust. I swoon at the glimpse of the raging, throbbing flesh of manhood that likes what it sees. I like that it's me. This hunger is my nourishment. It is present in all things. You see, I have this look, this walk, this body, my eyes, sometimes hazel, sometimes gray, were fashioned after the black cat, notorious in folklore for their dangerous, seductive, and foreboding stare under brooding lids. My walk, my strut, the wiggle in my hips that tells of my extensive years of training in ballet, jazz, modern dance, and more erotic pose. My chest juts forward. My head is held high, exposing my delicacy. My dainty neck, showcasing my supposed vulnerability. My tits, perky, proud pillows, throwing off my otherwise lithe frame. I pretend I don't notice. But sometimes, I really do forget. It is only when I'm awakened from some daydream or intense concentration that I realize how alive, too alive, I am actually being at that moment. Perhaps my nipples have begun to peek out over the top of my bra and is visible even through my blouse in a crowded room or at the dinner table or in some other location which had, until that moment, been absolutely devoid of overt sexual distraction. Or there are times when a simple sigh, after a long day of flitting about, completing this errand or that, in which that sigh sounds more like an orgasm, a whimper, a cat's meow. It is not intentional. It is not forced. It is inherent, ingrained, natural, a nymph in human form, conscious, unconscious. And that's the end. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll come back. Bye-bye. Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, I'm talking to you. What the fuck are you looking at? Huh? I know you want this. Too bad. You're still fucking here? You don't listen very well. I think you're gonna require a lot of spanking, fucking asshole. Listen up, buddy. I need to listen to me closely. You know what I want you to do right now? Kiss my ass. Fucking bitch.